Jesus said in John chapter 18:36, he said that my kingdom is not of this world. The way Jesus, he lived, he spoke, he walked, he acted were well pleasing to the Father. He demonstrated the way to us by obeying God's word. Let's say the second roadblock, which keeps us coming to Jesus every day, that's the devil. 1 John 5:19, it says, the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. When Jesus pointed out the lies of the devil, he tells us what the truth is. When the first light came into the world, humans bought into it. As we can see in Genesis 3, 1-7, the serpent chose to lie to women first, Eve. She heard it, she communicated with it, and then she followed it. Eventually, she acted upon it, as she believed in it. What have we as women learned from Eve's failure? What is the consequence of believing a lie? Even though God, he made a garment of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them up, as we can see Genesis 3:21. But the consequence, Adam and Eve, they still had to take it. They take the consequence of God's curse and depart from his presence. Yes, our sins can be forgiven by Jesus' blood. But the consequence of sin is extremely painful. The first book a church lady gave to me after I came to America is called Lies Women Believe by Nancy DeMoss. I believe many of y'all have read it, right? I didn't read it from when she first gave it to me. Satan kept me from reading this book by telling me, hey, you don't need to read this book. Your life is busy enough. 18 months later, one day I happened to sit in a group of, with a group of women in our church studying this book. 40 lies women are easy to believe disclosed in front of me. Different women in that group, they confess the different lies they have been carrying and still believing after they became a Christian for a long time. We were amazed. Here, let me show you the result between believing a lie and believing a truth. Let's see what's going to happen. Or has my friends to help me. I brought two friends with me today, and her name is Naomi. Another one's name is Mara. And let's say one day these friends meeting together, you can put it here, and they have a conversation, talk about their beliefs. So Mara said, if my circumstances were different, I would be different to fold it up and let me return. So Naomi said, if I'm not content with my present circumstances, I'm not likely to be happy in any other set of circumstances. She says the truth. And Mara said, what she believed is, I am not worth anything. I'm worthless. That's Mara's belief. And Naomi said, my value is not determined by what others think of me or what I think of myself. My value is determined by how God views me. And Mara said, I believe life should be happy. I shouldn't have to suffer. That's a lie, she believed. And Naomi said, we have been called to suffer. True joy is not the absence of pain, but the presence of the Lord Jesus in the midst of the pain. Suffering is a pathway to sanctification and a doorway into greater intimacy with God. And Mara continued, she said, oh, God is just like my father. He's not really good. He doesn't love me. Naomi said, God is good. Everything he does is good. God's love for me is infinite and unconditional. I hope this illustration will help you to discern your beliefs. Thank you. And make a right choice in your life. All right, let's look at the third roadblock that keeps us coming to Jesus, which we're all very familiar as our flesh. We are no longer slaves to the flesh that allow Jesus to bring life to you. Living in flesh means living independent from God. It is one's own desire, conduct on one's own strength, and is for one's own pleasure. Do you remember how sin came in the Genesis chapter 3, verse 6? When Eve saw the tree was good for food, and it's a pleasure, just look at, and it's so desirable to gain wisdom, she reached out and took its fruit, she ate it. And she gave it also to her husband with her, and he ate it. We know the rest of the story. Sin separates them from God, and they have to live in a hidden place with shame, guilt, and fears. And they try to cover it up with their own way, but their relationship with God was broken. And they fall from the perfect position apart. Romans chapter 8, verse 5, it says, For those who according to the flesh sets their mind on the flesh, the things of the flesh, but for those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. My friends, it is God's desire for you to have His life and peace. Let's conclude here. There's no situation is desperate. Let's come to Jesus, and He is in love for us. Then no ways get into His way, nor the word, the devil, nor the flesh, so that we can have a wonderful fellowship with God. Remember this important truth. With Jesus, life becoming better is possible. Thank you. Mm-hmm.